on this episode of The Commercial Break.
He takes everyone except
every
for one of them.
One of them.
Except for one of them.
Oh.
And then there's an older lady that's standing there. She was clearly in front of me, and she's an older lady. And so she took the last one. Right? And the guy said, I'll have another set in like 5 to 10 minutes. And I'm like, well, I don't love my father-in-law that much. I mean, I'm hungry.
He brought back a frozen yogurt.
Yeah, I brought back some bread. The bread station looked normal. You think I'm all charged up about this?
Yeah, no. You seem calm.
Chrissy.
Yes. It happens. I think you might need to take a break from the cruises for a bit.
You think so?
Yeah.
I just get too worked up. That's what I wanted to do. Ed's wife's pap smear? What did he,
I don't think they did that.
Well, that would have been a lot better if he did.
To watch Ed Huckstetter paint his wife's pappy.
Well, Dad,
you'll be able to go to this.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hobley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everybody, but fact, news, or fiction. Guaranteed in 30 seconds or less, or your money back. Go to the tcbpodcast.com website to collect your earnings. Hi, I'm Brian from Palos Verdes, and I'm a business professional. I'm a professional businessman.
Right?
No, that's what he said. He said, I'm a professional businessman. Businessman.
I mean, that's a very catch-all term.
Hi, I'm Paul from Palos Verdes, and I'm a professional businessman. That's how I introduce myself.
Yes.
Table for two, professional businessman.
What company are you with?
Professional business. I'm with a professional business. Who are you with? Who did you come here with? I'm a professional business. You know, he probably was like a used car dealer, like a junior salesperson at a used car dealership.
Yeah, something like that.
It seemed like the guy who was... I've never seen someone so red in my
Which is basically anyone that does work.
Anyone that does work. I'm a professional podcast creator. I'm a professional online content creator. It's always so weird when you put your profession as a podcaster. It's like, you know, what do you say? CEO of commercialbreak.com. No, I say professional, businessman, content creator. That's what I say.
That's
I say business
very
professional,
fancy.
Content creator.
Very fancy.
Astrid, we were going to go on, we went on the cruise, and we're thinking about what we're going to wear. And one of the nights you go to the captain's dinner.
Cruise wear.
This is what Astrid says. I go, well, what is it? Is it like, you know, do we have to wear a suit and tie? Is it business casual? And she goes, no, it's restaurant pretty. And I'm like, restaurant pretty? What the fuck does that mean?
I know
restaurant
what she means
pretty.
By
yeah.
that.
She goes, that's restaurant pretty.
It means
pretty.
Instagram worthy.
Instagram ready.
Yes.
And God forbid we get people on that cruise. Now, the Disney cruise, which is what I went on, is so much better than Disney World because it's literally not people wall-to-wall, hot sun baking on you, standing in line for hours and hours.
Yeah, it's contained and it's limited.
Yeah, and there are very few lines except maybe to get two things that there are lines for. Waiting to get a picture with the characters and to get on the elevators.
Oh, okay.
There are three sets of six elevators on the ship. Each elevator shaft right next to it has a grand staircase. We're not talking about
said shaft.
Shaft.
This is Central Control.
Not like fire stairs, but a grand staircase.
Hopefully they do have fire stairs there.
Well, no, if you go into a fire on the ship, you're fucked. But anyway, so these grand staircases are going up through the ship all the way up from top to bottom, right next to the elevator shaft.
Okay.
The elevators are always full. Always full, right? Because
Makes sense. People are moving around, right. Milling around.
I don't know what happens to people on a cruise ship or with Disney. I don't know what it is. And maybe it's a combination of both, but they lose their ever fucking minds. Because there's a million people waiting for the elevator. Someone presses the up or the down button. Ready? This is how it goes. Then one person gets in the elevator. And then you have to stuff the elevator as far as it could possibly be stuffed because everyone thinks there's room for just yet two more people.
Right, one more. Yeah, you got room for two more?
I can fit. We can fit. No, you can't. No, you can't. You've been sitting at the buffet all day long. You cannot. You're too big for this elevator. My son, who has no filter because he's my child and then he's also four, every time the elevator gets a little stuffed, he'd be like, there can be no more people in here, Daddy. No more people. And I'm like, you're right. And so what I would say.
What he says.
What I would say is, well, that's our opinion, son. That's what I would say out loud in the elevator. That's our opinion.
It's not for
not everybody else's. But what really pisses me off. Okay, I get it. You want to get where you're going like everybody else. You stuff in two more people and they're fine. We're going to be fucking sardines. Let's be fucking sardines. What really pisses me off is that perfectly capable, able, non-handicapped human beings that get on the elevator and then press one floor up or one floor fucking down.
Yeah.
There are stairs right there. You could walk down in less than 5 seconds. You could be down on the next floor or up at the floor. But you had to get in the elevator and bother the other 27 fucking people in the elevator because you have to, your lazy ass can't go up one set of stairs or down one set of stairs. Chrissy, what happens to people?
I don't know.
You get fucking
I'm
insane.
All about taking the stairs. I like the stairs.
I would walk from the first floor to the 10th floor where the room was. I didn't care. It gave me a little workout. I burned off all that ice cream that I was eating.
Exactly.
That's
buffet.
It. Yeah. And then and that's another thing. You get to the buffet and people lose their fucking minds there too.
I'm sure.
Cutting in front
give
of everybody.
Me the shrimp.
That's my french fry.
Give me the shrimp.
Lobster legs! Ah!
Do they come out with like hot, you know, not plates, but
yes.
what are the trays?
The Lexapans or whatever they are. The Lexapros or whatever the fuck you call them.
Lexapros.
Yeah, they put them in there and as soon as they get there, like they had,
boom.
They have crab legs on the first day.
Oh,
on the first day, they have
love
the
some crab
king
legs.
Crab legs, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are sitting there salivating. Their minds have literally walked out of one of their ears. They are no longer human beings. They are rabid fucking dogs waiting for the lobster crab legs. I was here first. I was here first. As soon as those crab legs hit it.
Lobster crab legs.
That's
a whole new thing.
These are lobster crabs. And they just start
they're
digging through the
like
crab legs. Oh my God, they're crazy. Crazy. People are literally insane when you give people the option to police themselves, they do not do it.
That's
There's
correct.
Always one fucking moron or a family of morons that ruin it for everybody.
Oh my God, it's very true. That's like in the very rare instance, but it does happen. I always get major anxiety when it's, you know, Atlanta is a major city and
yeah, yeah.
has some crazy streets. Every once in a while, the light is out.
Oh my God.
It's a four-way stop for like 18 lanes of traffic.
Yeah.
People are turning
and they don't wait. Yeah.
No. It's
one
like,
person
I
goes.
Mean, there's a wreck every time.
There's one person goes and the next six people fit their way in there.
Yes.
It's the exact same thing with the yellow and the red light. And here in Atlanta, you better make sure that light is green for at least a good 5 seconds before you start
That's
approaching
true.
The middle of the intersection.
That is very true.
Because people do not pay attention to traffic lights. And I don't know where the police are these days. Listen, I don't blame the police. They don't want to get murdered over some traffic stop. Like, they're not looking to get themselves involved in, like,
yeah, they've
you know,
got bigger problems.
Some drama. Yeah. We need police officers.
Yes.
And we need them at the fucking traffic lights because every time it turns yellow here, it's just fucking 12, 13, 14 people go. They stick out in the middle of traffic. They don't give a shit. Guys, just be a little bit considerate of what's, you know, when an elevator would come, and we took a lot of elevators, right? Going up and down to everything, right? When an elevator would come and it looked too crowded, I would hold my son or my daughter back and I would say, we'll wait for the next one, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we were going to go up one or two flights of stairs or down one or two flights of stairs, let's take the stairs. Let's not bother everybody in the elevator to go down 15 fucking seconds because our lazy asses.
Were those hallways just abandoned?
Oh my God,
Chrissy. There no one else is
yeah,
on
the
there.
Stairs are like, it's either kids with a lot of energy, right? Or the occasional European family.
Yeah.
There were
no
American families. No one that spoke the King's English walking up and down those fucking stairs because they're upstairs waiting for the crab lobster legs. That's what they're doing. They're upstairs waiting for the lobster legs. Or making themselves a 15-foot-high soft serve ice cream thing.
Oh,
you know, the soft serve ice cream is free. But I literally saw a lady one day trying to get four ice cream cones at the same time.
That's
it's
a lot.
Free. You can come back and get another one. Mm-hmm. You don't need to. She looked like she was going to eat them all right there. I mean, she was just like foam
Maybe
coming
she just
from
get
her
them
mouth.
From the family. But still,
okay.
You can
yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My guess is no. But okay, yeah, let's see she'd have the family. You
are
get
there
two
sprinkles on them
and
too?
Then you come back. There's no sprinkles cuz they don't cuz yeah, then you get If you give people sprinkles, then guess what happens? And the sprinkles are gone. they're everywhere. Yeah, they don't give a shit. They literally have a person that's posted at that ice cream machine 24 hours a day.
They're policing it.
They're not policing it. They're cleaning it.
Well, right.
Yeah. Because I don't know what happens to people. Like, did you forget how a machine works?
Well, free is always going to make people go. It will always make people go crazy. I used to do conventions where we would go, and a job that I worked, we would go to conventions and sell our services.
Yeah.
And pins, hats, bags. It could be the cheapest crap thing ever.
Yeah.
And people want it.
Yeah.
It's free.
It's free. It's just because it's free or just because it's there doesn't mean you have to turn into a literal animal. You don't have to do it. I know I get all worked up about this stuff, but it really does.
Put a treaty together?
I want to put a treaty together for the elevators. The elevators and the ice cream machine. Crab lobster legs. I want to put a treaty together that says, please take one and then come back later if any are available. There was one guy. I don't care what you look like. It's neither here nor there, right? I don't care if you're big or you're small. I don't care if you're short or you're tall. I don't care if one leg or four legs. I don't give a shit, right? However, this guy, he looked the part when he was standing there waiting for these crab legs. And my father-in-law wanted a crab leg, so I thought it would be nice.
One crab leg?
He's from Venezuela. He just wanted one crab leg.
Because they usually come in a little grouping of them. Right?
Yeah, I would have been happy with one. I would have been happy to tear one off and share it with my brother, their sister, whoever was standing there, right? So he's standing there waiting for these crab legs. First day of the cruise, and everyone's trying to find a table, and they're outside, and it's hot, and everybody's sweaty, and all this other stuff. I thought, how nice of me to pay attention to my father-in-law's needs.
You were congratulating yourself.
I was congratulating myself.
Pat on the back.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to be a good son-in-law, right? For once, I'm going to be a good son-in-law. And I'm going to help my father-in-law find that crab leg he's been talking about for a fucking week and a half. Well, the crab legs are gone. Of course they are. So everybody is standing there. And there's one gentleman, large and in charge, right, who has now squirted his way up to the very, his big belly hanging over that, you know, that serving area, right? And he's got three plates already juggling in his hand. And when the crab legs come, they come not a bunch of them at a time because they're so big. There's like five or six, you know, steamed,
yes,
you know, the groupings
clusters.
Of them, clusters of them. Chrissy, I swear that's on all that is holy. He takes everyone except except for one of them.
Oh.
And then there's an older lady that's standing there. She was clearly in front of me, and she's an older lady. And so she took the last one, right? And the guy said, I'll have another set in like 5 to 10 minutes. And I'm like, well, I don't love my father-in-law that much. I'm hungry.
He brought back a frozen yogurt.
Yeah, I brought back some bread. The bread station looked normal. The free barbecue sauce. But this guy, you know, walking away back to his seat, it was just unbelievable to me. It was unbelievable. He took all of the crab legs except for one, all of them, and there was a crowd of people waiting there.
Yeah, I think you need to do one at a time.
I really wanted to say something to him. I really did. I really wanted to say.
But then you're going to have to see him for the rest of the trip, and then it's a whole thing.
Yeah, and like there was an incident where we went to this beach, and they had like this water slide.
Incident.
It was an incident. There was a water slide, right? So it was a floating platform. Oh, not a floating platform, but out in the middle of the ocean. So you had to swim up to the platform, get up, and then they had a little line, and everybody went up to the top of this big water slide. They had a rope that separated the people coming off the slide from the people going to the platform, a rope in the water.
Makes sense.
Okay, with some buoys on it. And the lifeguard kept yelling to everyone coming off the slide, go to the orange buoy, and then you can swim around to get back on, right? You didn't have to walk all the way to the beach. He's just asking you to go to the orange buoy and turn around. Be safe about it, right? Kept yelling it. So Matthias and I go down the slide. And then Matthias wants to go again. So I throw him around the orange buoy. I throw him over the rope, and then we start swimming, right? There are two adults who are entering the water from the beach. And as soon as Matthias and I are starting to get over this buoy, the man in the couple, right, grabs his wife by the hand, and they start swimming quickly.
Let's get there.
By the way, there is no line. There is no line. You don't have to wait any time to get on this slide. Zero line. Zero people are waiting to get in line. You walk up, and maybe you had to wait for one person to go down the slide, but then you were there, right?
Yeah.
So Matthias and I just were so far ahead that we happened to get to this to the ladder ahead of time. So we get up onto the ladder, and then we go to stand in the roped-off line, the queue. We even though there's nobody waiting, we're going to walk through the queue appropriately.
That's what you're
I'm
supposed to do.
I'm going to teach my son the right way to do it. Be polite, right? Do what you're supposed to do. So we start getting in the queue, and this guy is getting up on top of the platform, and he runs, and he just ducks under the line. And he's like, come on, honey, come on,
cut
we were first.
Line.
I heard him say it. Come on, we were first.
We were first. Ahead of this child. We were ahead of this four-year-old.
You big fucking man. You big fucking swinging dick man. Your dick is huge. You 14-foot dick is just swinging all around. Your balls are so big. You're such a man. Such a fucking man. You cut in front of my four-year-old son because you considered yourself first. Unbelievable.
It's a little weird.
The problem is that this attitude is pervasive in this country right now. We all think we're entitled to everything. I'm not saying that I'm immune to this type of behavior. I'm sure that I've exhibited at some point in my life also. But I generally consider myself a polite person, right?
Yes.
And even though it irks me that this guy did that, I did not cause a scene because I did not want to show my son that I'm an asshole.
Yeah, once again, you were being the bigger person.
Yeah, but his 14-foot dick must have gotten so erect cutting in front of a child.
Right, that's so weird.
So then I see him later on the boat and up at the buffet.
At the buffet,
right?
Everything happens.
And
at the buffet.
Motherfucker is cutting in front of other people. There's a line, and he's just cutting in front of other people to get what he wants and going.
Yeah,
yeah. He had a big long beard. He was such a stud. He was so good looking. His balls were just hanging right out of his pants. I was like, oh my God, if I could only give you a hand job, my friend. You think I'm all charged up about this?
Yeah, no. You seem calm.
Chrissy.
Yes. It happens. I think you might need to take a break from the cruises for a bit.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just get too worked up. That's what I wanted to do. But I'm sure that everyone out there listening right now can relate in some way, shape, or form.
Sure.
And so I'll say to my better angels, I'll say to myself, right, is that when I am tempted to indulge in this kind of behavior, I'm going to remember the guy with the 14-foot dick that looked like David Hasselhoff that cut in front of my four-year-old son.
That's right. Picture it.
Yeah. And then my son is like, hey, Daddy, we were first. And I'm like, well, son.
Not in that guy's mind.
Not in that guy. That guy has a 14-foot dick. We got to let him go first.
Again, you would say, and that's our opinion.
That's our opinion, son. Yes, I got told him. I said, rev down, son.
Rev down.
Let me explain to the viewers, to the listeners, something that you and I experienced as children, but may never be experienced by probably half of our listeners. When you get on your iPhone or your Android or whatever it is, and you type in a number, if you have your sound on, and you type in a number, you hear a dial tone.
Yeah. Beep, 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 boop,
boop. Let me, here, I'll... just want to give an example. Right? That noise, right. That little beeping noise. Mm-hmm. It's called a dial tone, right? And a dial tone phone was created back sometime, I think, in the early 50s. And what it did is it was basically...
Here's the fact, news, or fiction.
This is the fact, news, or fiction. Because I have no idea when it was right. created or how it works, but I'm about to pretend
because
like I did.
Before that, it was the crank, right?
Yeah, you had the
and
crank.
You had to put it up to your, yeah.
You picked up the thing. It would alert an operator that you had picked it up. It would buzz. And then
trying to call Brian.
I'm trying to call Brian. Brian on 127.
Hello, operator.
Yeah, literally a phone number was like, hello, operator.
Yes. Switchboards.
Hello, operator.
Yes, I'm
trying to find Brian at 127 Maple Tree Lane. Hold while I can act.
And then they would take the line that was yours, and they would plug it into a switch that would ring to the phone, the address that you were trying
to.
Yeah,
we're going way back.
Ring, ring. Hello, hello. I've got Mr. Johnson on for Mr. Green. Watch him through.
Yes.
A dial tone. What's that?
So that's literally how it would work. An operator would hear
that
you.
That was first. Then.
Was first.
Then.
Then came the rotary
telephones.
Phone. Yeah, the rotary phone, yeah. Where you would dial the number yourself, and a switchboard would understand the clicking noise, and it would switch for you.
Connect for you.
And then next came dial tone phones. Basically, what that was is it was a listening device that would, a different sound would be with each number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it would understand that if you pressed in that series of numbers to then connect this particular line. It's called a dial tone phone. Now, I was not born.
It had
born.
A receiver. You would put it up put it to your ear and it had
literally,
a cord.
We are literally giving a... we're living having a conversation about what a home phone is.
Yeah.
Isn't this weird?
Because I haven't had one in a long time.
I haven't had one in 20 years.
I can imagine people, right. And kids now have no idea.
Unless they go to a hotel room when you see an actual phone. Because that's most true. Hotel rooms still have them, right? I think all hotel rooms still have them for safety reasons.
I guess that's true. But I've noticed they're cordless.
Some of them are. Yeah. Right? But so this dial tone phone was all the rage. And I wanted to. Just like any new
when
technology.
When you were on the phone, you were on the phone.
And you were tied to that wall.
Yes.
And all that walking around that you do with that cell phone, you'd had to go. You went as far as the cord would go. And that was
That's when there it. Was really long cords. I remember my grandmother had like
oh, yeah.
really long cord and it would get tangled up.
Yep.
And you had to let and it untwirl.
Yeah, you had to let it untwirl. That's right. I had one in my bedroom and I got the long cord so I could walk in circles That's around my right. bedroom. Is if you watch me on the phone, I'm like a... I don't know. I'm like, it's a little raccoon pacing around the room. But I thought to myself, you know, when that technology came out, when the phone technologies were changing back then, it must have been just as exciting as the phone technologies that change now. Like when we heard
True.
About the iPhone or, you know, there's a new version of the whatever, the you know, all the home screen or whatever. We get all excited about this. It's a new technology that we had to learn, just like when we got those iPhones,
it's
those computers
true.
In our hands. How excited were people back then? And I was lucky enough to find a video. I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do, Chrissy, in between, you know, ranting and raving about the guy with the 14-foot dick. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Commercial Break. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go to connect with Chrissy and I. You can find out more information about the two of us, listen to all the audio, or watch all the video all from one location. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break is the place to be if you want daily clips and full episodes 2 days after they release on your favorite audio platform. At The Commercial Break on Instagram and 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. Give us a text message. Leave us a voicemail. Tell us how you feel about the show. Leave us content ideas, comments, questions, concerns. We'll take it all at 661-237-8296. Please do us a favor and leave us a comment and a review on your favorite podcast player. It's the only way the show grows, and we appreciate all those people who have done so lately. We're going to take a moment to tell you about our sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. This episode is sponsored in part by our good friends at Mint Mobile. And yes, that includes Ryan Reynolds. He's a good friend of the show. I know he listens. My in-laws come in every summer and every holiday. And every summer and every holiday, we have the same issue. They would pay an arm and a leg to use their international SIM cards here inside the United States. That was until our good friends at Mint Mobile hooked us up with a $15 a month plan that they can use with any existing unlocked phone. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service at just $15 a month. And the reason they can do this is because they're an online-only service. No expensive retail stores or pushy salespeople trying to sell you products you'll never need. Mint Mobile gives you the best rate whether you're buying for one or you're buying for an entire family. All plans come with unlimited talk and text plus high-speed data that's delivered on one of the nation's largest 5G networks. Let me repeat that. All plans, including the $15 one, come with unlimited talk, text, and data. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your front door for free, go to mintmobile.com/TCB. That's mintmobile.com/TCB. Cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TCB. Thanks, Mint Mobile, for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break. I found a video made by the phone companies talking about dial tone technology.
Oh.
And it's in the like a narrative format. So it's like a, you know, a little play that they're doing, a little acting. Would you like to watch?
I would love to.
Here is a little video that we're going to review about the dial tone phone.
Dun, 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 dun.
The
it's
phone!
Here.
You too can dial a phone! Meanwhile, every switchboard operator around the world is like, fuck, I'm out of a job.
Yep.
Dial comes to town. Presented by Bell Systems, which is AT&T today, by the way.
Yes.
Hi, folks.
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, hello, Charlie. What's new today?
Oh, same old thing, I guess. Here's
a same old. Went to the bar, had a couple beers, got a hooker. What are you doing?
Yes.
If you want to dance.
Good. I was wondering where that doggone kid was. Where's
what
mom,
kid?
Jeannie?
Paperboy.
Oh.
Yeah, Grandpa likes to chase him down the street. Where's my newspaper?
What's a newspaper?
What's a newspaper?
Morning supper. I'm going to help her as soon as I finish this algebra problem.
Oh, that's good. Those were nice words, honey. I'm going to go upstairs now.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, you notice the dad didn't offer, like, he came up to her and said, hey, how was your school
today?
And she's like, I'm having problems with my algebra. And he was like, good for you, dear.
He walked away.
You're a woman. You don't need algebra.
Well, Jenny, you know what it says here? They're going to take out all our phones and put in them kind with dials on them.
Oh, Gramps, that's yummy. Does it sell soon?
A few weeks.
Oh, Gramps, that's yummy. That's delicious. What's up with this girl's
Why
voice?
Why yummy?
I don't know. It sounded yummy to say yummy.
Say yes.
Probably just super.
Oh,
kids these days.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You don't understand anything. Have you ever seen a man's head blown off? I have. World War I and II.
I said, oh, sure. As soon as a man gets used to one thing, by golly, somebody wants to take it away from him.
Good crap. We've had that old phone since... Well, I bet since Daddy was born.
We get used to one thing, like walking, and then they give us a horse. And then before that, the next thing you know, there's a wheel. And then all of a sudden, they're driving the horses with the wheels. I tell you, a man can't keep up these days.
Oh, shucks. You young'uns are never satisfied these days. Folks are getting more worried about being modern than they are over the three square meals. I'm going to call up Ed Huckstetter and find out what he thinks about all this business.
The grandpa's pissed.
I'm going to call... That sounds like Brian. I just realized I sound like this guy.
Yes.
I'm going to call old Ed and find out... I'm going to call old Hoadley and find out what she thinks about this whole mess. Hey, Hoadley! A man cut in front of me in line today!
Now here's Grandpa
coming up to the phone, the actual phone, like a receiver that he would just pick up, and then it would connect him with whoever.
The switchboard.
Yep. Give me 3-4-4-J.
3-3-4-J.
Give me 3. Give me 3 of the sticky icky and 2 of the dibbity dabs.
It does sound like a weed strain.
Yeah. Give me 3 of that 4J and I want 12 LSD cookies. Send them right to 347 Maple Street.
Kindly.
Don't talk too long, Gran. Stuff will be ready in a few minutes.
Never missed a meal yet.
Shut up, Grandpa. It's hard to cook with all that yapping. The food tastes better when you're quiet.
I'm going to start now.
All right.
Hello, Ed? I say, is this Ed Huckstetter?
I say, is this Ed?
Yeah, this is Ed. What of it? This is John. Hey, John, I'm used to getting a carrier pigeon from you. What you doing on the old telephone?
Huh? Well, get along close to your phone. Ain't going to bite you, Ed.
What say?
What?
Huh?
A
Oh, it's the funniest interaction I've ever seen. Two old men trying
to... Wow.
By the way, this sounds like my dad today. Ah!
Can't you hear me? I was talking about airplanes skywriting. Doing all kinds of tricks? Right over town?
Sure, I can see it from the front porch.
Was that what he was talking about?
Now listen to this. Listen to this. He wasn't talking about this, but listen, there's a point to this. Now watch.
I got it.
Hey, Grammy,
I confused him now. He thinks he's got Alzheimer's. Old Ed's gonna be confused for days.
Do that and make all them eavesdroppers hang up and run outside.
Here's the problem. When you had lines like this, they'd often get crossed, right? And so people could pick up the phone, and because of the way that how bad the telephone wires were, you could pick up your phone and potentially hear what your neighbor was saying because the wires were all crossed.
Okay.
And so what he did was he said, there's skywriting going on above town. So everybody would hang up and go outside. It's so crazy. So crazy.
Ollie, you ain't changed a bit. That's pretty...
You ain't changed a bit. You're still doing blow, Ed? You're still drinking a quart of whiskey and screwing crazy women and having those blow parties over at your house?
Like, if you're getting them off the line so we can hear better.
Are you going to the Bad Bunny show this Saturday?
Bad Bunny.
Dial telephone? Yes, I did hear something about it down at the grocery store this morning.
Did you hear about wet-ass pussy?
That's going well.
Everybody thought it's a good idea.
Who did it?
No, I ain't going to get it in. No, I'm just wondering why they wanted to change something that still works all right.
Except for all those people that were listening in.
Yeah.
Eavesdropping.
I know.
Let's turn on FaceTime and talk about it that way.
This is so, like, foreign to us.
I know. And
but
this was,
our
when
children,
was this made? In, like,
this
the
is 50s? Made in the 50s. But our children will look back on the day when I was looking at some TV footage of the days, the first week after the iPhone came out.
Yeah.
And it is just as strange as watching this video.
Right.
Yeah, because no one knew what it was or how to use it. And it was completely, we were completely naive about what to do with it.
Yeah.
Well, see here, I ain't no more old-fashioned than you are.
Gramp will get used to it, Jeannie. He said the same thing when I got my new washer, remember?
Yes, and he wouldn't go near it for weeks. He even likes to work it now.
Charlie, Jean says we're going to have dial phones put in. Grandpa.
Well, that's nice, dear, but I didn't say anything to you, so you mind shutting up so I can think? Get back to your washer, Jean.
This is, the thing about some of these videos back from the 50s is, they take one little thing, like dial tones coming to town, and all of a sudden it's a big emergency in the family.
Blow it.
Yeah,
blow it up. Yeah.
That's like, don't worry, Grandpa will get used to it. Oh, I'm just so scared he won't. What happens? Will his dick fall off, Mama?
About it in the paper.
Yes, I heard about it today. About to be a fine improvement for us here in town. You mean pretty fast, up-to-date service.
You can pour the water, honey.
Okay, Ma.
God, I wish my children were like that. Yeah. God, I wish my children were like that. You can pour the water, Matthias. If I say you can pour the water, Matthias, that means I'm going to be cleaning up water for the next 10 days.
That's true.
Graham got all worked up. He's trying to get Hopstetter now.
Yes, I heard him hollering out there in the hall. But he'll be all right when he hears there might be some new construction going on.
He'll be all right when he
he'll
dies
soon.
He'll
be down there every day if he can and tell him how to...
He'll be all right. He's not much long for the tooth. I've been feeding him cyanide for weeks now. He'll be gone soon.
It won't be long.
Grandpa's getting expensive. We're about to put him to pasture.
Do it. From what I hear, they're planning to hold some meetings around town later on.
What kind of meetings, Charlie?
Oh, well, the kind women don't worry about.
Tell folks all about the new system, how it works and everything. John Cook will be the main speaker.
John Cook?
You know, he's the telephone manager.
Oh, yes, sure.
Oh, yes, sure.
Oh, yeah, sure. We know everybody in town, don't we?
John Cook.
I don't even know my neighbor's name.
No, you
don't. I don't even know my neighbor's name.
Talk will be at the next parent-teachers meeting.
I guess we'll have to figure on going then.
Can I go today?
You won't have to, Jeannie. He's going to talk at a meeting in the school assembly for you kids. You'll hear about it then.
Oh.
Hey, what's going on here?
Wow, the dad. Oh.
The grandpa comes into the dining room.
Hey, what's going on here? You all talking about killing me again? Yes, grandpa, we are. Well, do it with dignity. Meanwhile, he said that there's going to be a town meeting with John Cook, you know, the phone manager man.
You know.
Then John Cook's going to talk at the PTA meeting, and then John Cook's going to come to the school
He's
assembly.
He's making the rounds.
He's making the rounds.
Yeah, to promote it.
Wow. And we get upset about Facebook. We get upset about Facebook. I mean, look how crazy this is. Is that AT&T is coming to talk to the children at school. It was a different time.
Yeah.
This country has always been run by corporations. Always. Since day one.
True.
You can't even talk. Where's that supper I was going to be late for?
Oh, you're just in time.
We were talking about going to a meeting, Dad. The telephone company wants to tell us all about this new dial service.
Meeting tonight? Can't go. Going to watch Ed Huck.
Can't go.
Tonight?
I got to stand in the toilet and wait for my prostate to let some pee out. Can't go. We're going to go see Megan Thee Stallion and that wet-ass pussy.
Instead of paint his wife's pantry.
Well, Dad, you'll be able to go to this meeting.
What did he say? Ed's wife's pap smear? What did he say?
I don't think he said that.
Well, that would have been a lot better if he did.
To watch Ed Huckstetter paint his wife's pantry.
Well, Dad, you'll be able to go to this.
I gotta go watch Ed making his wife's yam yam.
That's so weird.
We're doing some cuckolding later on tonight. Shit's getting wild.
Meeting, all right. Won't be for some time yet.
Oh, they're at the meeting now.
It's a big one.
This could be an argument coming up. I feel like the town people are going to revolt against dial tone.
I mean, it's a big affair. Everyone's really dressed
there.
Up,
they got
too.
Their finest hats, their
no
Sunday best.
No shorts and sandals in this place.
No.
A.K.A. Brian.
No beer belly motherfucker with a long beard here.
No. There's
talking
no
about
Disney cruise.
JFK showing up and running the world again. Oh, look, Chrissy, it's John Cook. You know, the telephone manager guy.
Of
you
course,
know him.
Of
yeah.
course.
Oh, and there's a big chalkboard with a dial tone phone face on it, and I think John's going to show us how to use it.
I think he is going to demonstrate.
Meanwhile, listen to this music. Who is it? It's made by like USA is the best.
God save the queen.
Don't do anything. Go to church. Wash your clothes. Eat your food.
It won't be long now until your no-dial telephones are ready to serve you.
John Cook looks buff.
And I know you're as glad as I am.
John Cook, yeah. John
looks
Cook.
Buff.
Yeah, he looks big, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. It won't be long now before dial tone will be able to serve you.
We're going to have an as up-to-date telephone system here as any in America. Now, most of you are acquainted with what a dial telephone looks like, because nearly all of the installations have been made in your homes.
Grandpa's there. But I thought that he wasn't going to be able to go.
No, Grandpa was busy worrying about painting her nene and her yap yap or whatever.
Pappy.
Pappy. Ed's wife.
Ed's wife's pappy.
Ed's painting his wife's pappy.
That's what it sounded like.
That's what he said.
Has been going.
Maybe painting your friend's wife's pappy was just a thing you did back then.
It was.
Yeah, killed the time.
Town too, as you probably noticed. The wiring that runs to your homes has been checked. New pole lines have been put up. And new cable has been pulled into place. Things were happening behind the scenes too.
I was paying off government officials and and bribing your local congressman.
The planning and the work on your new dial system has been underway for some time. A good many months ago,
our engineers drew up the plans for the new equipment. It was built to these specifications in Western Electric's factory. Tell them.
What was happening there?
Well,
there were,
I think,
chains
they were
being
pulling
pulled.
Yeah, now they're showing factory, like people doing things in the factory, yeah. And I think he was pulling up, I don't, who fucking
do you
knows
think
what
he's doing. This is how the iPhone works?
Yes, this is exactly how the iPhone works. They pull 100-foot long, you know,
levers,
computer machines. Yeah.
And chains.
Brian's got to use his Bank of America application. Pull the left lever.
Equipment is pretty much standard throughout the whole Bell system. But each community has its own telephone needs. And our equipment must be built to fit those needs. Not only for today, but for years to come.
Not that much.
Sometimes
longer.
New buildings. Yes.
If they only knew. Imagine how many billions and billions and billions of dollars got spent building all these systems that then just overnight basically went away. But they're doing the same thing now with the cell phone towers.
True.
4G, 5G, 6G, I mean 7G. They're already working on LTE 7 and all this other stuff. Yeah. And it's just like everything becomes obsolete. This is why these companies to some degree have to be so big, is because they build the infrastructure that we all live off of. And if they weren't that big and making that much money, mm-hmm. they wouldn't be able to do it. Yeah.
Required to hold the dial equipment. In these cases, we try to have them harmonize with the surroundings. It took a lot of time for our men to install equipment for dial service.
I mean, one wire at a time.
Yeah, one wire at a time. We've kept them there 23 hours a day. Millions of wires. But what about my old wire? I like it just fine.
Is to put the new telephones in your homes. A little later on, I'm going to ask Miss White of our traffic department to demonstrate how to make a call with your dial telephone. But right now, I want you to listen to a man who has been working on the job of getting...
But right now, below your seat, there is a glass-like device with water in the bottom of it. I want you to take your cigarette lighter and smoke a little bit of it, and then we'll all later on, we'll talk about how much it costs.
Cell service ready for use. I'd like Mr. Johnson of our plant department to get up and tell you what happens during the actual cutover from the old system to the new one.
Oh, this should be riveting.
You're all fucked. From our plant system. I'm sorry, I make plants. Sorry, I'm growing plants.
What am I?
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, of course you know from what you've already heard that putting things in good shape for the new system has been quite a job. The main thing now is we're heading toward the time when we make the actual change to the new service, what we call the cutover. So that there'll be no break in the community service, this must all be done.
Wow. There are a bunch of guys in a factory staring at wires wearing goggles.
Wearing like magnifying goggles.
Yeah,
I think
they're magnifying goggles?
Yeah, they've got to get that tiny wire into
or maybe they're afraid that what they're going to open up a portal to hell when they do the cutover.
It should be
this is where strange things. This looks like a Strange Things episode to me.
In a few seconds, you can see these are mighty important seconds.
Wow,
and mighty exciting.
They are literally holding a bunch of switches with gloves and goggles on. How many people died in the cutover?
A lot.
Apparently so.
It was hazardous.
Because you know when you wear that much safety equipment, it's because you've learned that you need that much safety equipment. So unfortunately, there's a couple Bobs and Charles that went along the way.
When the signal is given, the little fuses are pulled out of the lines that were part of the switchboard service.
Whoa.
And the old service dies.
To his lips.
Yeah, he literally signaled that it was time for the cutover. Can you imagine being like hearing all, like being alive when this was going on? Yeah. I remember when they turned on HBO at my house. I was really.
Did you wear goggles?
Really yeah.
And gloves.
Yeah. Now I complain when my DVR doesn't pause fast enough. I'm like, God damn it. What little do I know is that there's someone that has to blow a whistle to turn on my
make
little DVR.
Switch.
This is how it all happens, Chrissy. Yep. This is how they make the mustard.
Almost the same instant, a few seconds at most, we close the connections in the dial apparatus, and it is ready to handle your calls. From then on, you will have a dependable electrical operator at your service, ready at an instant's notice.
One of Grandpa. He looks partly confused, partly drunk, and partly asleep.
Yes.
You got to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and check this out. This the guy who's playing Grandpa is a perfect I mean, he's perfect for this.
He is.
We'll be there 24 hours a day to handle your calls. Instead of hearing the familiar number, please, you will hear the dial tone, which says the same thing electrically.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
That was a long explanation.
And now, Miss White, we'll give you some pointers on using your new dial telephone. Miss White.
Yeah, that sure was a long explanation.
For the switch.
I would have said, listen, bitches, in like 15 minutes, I'm going to blow a whistle, and some little dudes, some little green men with glasses and gloves are going to turn your shit on. Pretty soon, you'll be dialing 1-900, suck on this.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Johnson has just told you that your calls are handled in the dial system by an electrical operator. Of course, you've got to understand that the dial system doesn't do away with the need for human operators. Although more than half the telephones in America are dial, we have more operators than we ever had before. Better service means that people make more calls, and more calls mean more operators. Dial or no dial, you'll still be placing out-of-town calls. You'll still want us to find unlisted numbers for you. Or you may need
unlisted.
Help.
Unlisted phone numbers.
How do you find those?
I'm trying unlisted. I'm trying to find 1-900-GAY-BEAR. Can you please look that up for me? Oh, Grandpa, you're up to it again.
Number, please. I don't know the number. That's why I'm calling you.
It's unlisted.
Where's that electronic operator you're talking about? Get me in touch with her.
In an emergency. So don't worry. You'll find operators just as before when you need them. Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before, but perhaps you'd like to know why it works the way it does. We'll use this equipment over here to demonstrate.
Do you think there are still operators around?
No.
No?
It's all... No,
you don't think there's
automated.
Any operators, like there's any actual human being on the, like if we dialed zero right now, do you think that we could get a hold of somebody and say, I'm having trouble placing a call?
Mm-mm.
No?
We could try it.
It's a little sad.
Not that sad.
What happened to all those operators?
They would switch
you
to other
see,
dogs.
This big dial looks like the one you have on your new telephone. Suppose you've got a number you want to call. What's the first thing you do? Take up your receiver and listen for the dial tone.
Ah, this is going to be a long explanation about how to use the phone.
Yeah. Pay attention, kids. Get out your pen and paper.
Sounds awful.
Wow, that's totally obnoxious.
Why was that what you heard?
That sounded like a computer fart.
The dial tone is the equipment's way of telling you that it's ready to put through your call. As Mr. Johnson pointed out, it's the same as an operator saying, number please. If you don't hear the dial tone within a reasonable time, hang up, wait a few seconds, and then try again. As soon as you hear the dial tone... You're ready to
it's
dial
so nice
the number
and
you
pleasant.
Want.
Yeah, it's just a nice,
it's
pleasant,
very,
relaxing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a furry ASMR. No stress.
Right.
But before we do that, let's examine the dial itself for a moment.
Oh, my God. If we got to go over the numbers, no, thank you. No, 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 no.
Enough's enough. Thanks, kids, for taking that journey with us.
Yeah. Now you know. Look up a picture of a phone.
That's what all you have to
You'll
do.
You'll be able to see it. That's right.
Yep.
All right, well, sometimes we like to take a journey backwards to bring us forward, Chrissy. That's how I say it.
You have to look back.
Yeah, to look ahead.
Forward,
we have to cut in line to get one step ahead.
That's right.
Asshole.
You have to get that crab leg first.
I mean, what made me so upset, honestly, was not the fact that the guy cut in line. People cut in line all the time. You just have to, you know, sometimes there's just an asshole in the crowd. It's that he felt like a four-year-old child needed to be cut in front of because a four-year-old child
needs to be taught a
was
lesson.
Threatening his manhood. Yeah, he needs to be taught a lesson.
Hurry up, honey. Show this four-year-old.
Men going to water slides get yes. first.
First.
They're first.
How dare this four-year-old get in my way? I've got a long beard. Can't he see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Something tells me he's got daddy issues. That's what happens. All right, kids. Sign the treaty. Don't be a dick on an elevator. Don't steal all the lobster crab legs. And don't cut in front of small children on the water slide line.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. That's all we need to know.
Put that on the website.
Yeah. Hey, while you're on your dial tone phone, 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. Text messages and voicemails are welcome. Comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, you can send them to that phone number. It's not a spam text message line. We actually do respond to most text messages that come through. And you leave us a voicemail. Who knows? You might hear yourself on the commercial break.
Whee!
So be careful what you say, because you might hear yourself on the commercial break. We've got more story time coming up over the next couple of episodes. I got another story from one of our listeners. I do not claim the validity of these stories, but they sure are funny. So we'll take a listen to that. YouTube.com/the commercial break. That channel is being revamped. We've got like 13 new episodes. Well, they're actually episodes that aired, but they're new to the YouTube channel. Coming up in the next week, YouTube.com/the commercial break. That's where you go subscribe and like on your favorite video. Comment. We love it. Rate us. Review us. Please help us out. Spread the word. Tell your family. Tell your friends. Tell the cat. No one cares. Let's go. Oh, what else can I do today?
I think that's it, Brian.
All right. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
bye.